Book of Psalms, Psalm 84. Psalm 84, and we'll read the whole of this psalm. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. As far as we read the word of God, the words of our text, or the word of our text is found in verse 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The Psalms, beloved, are often referred to as a biography of the Christian life. And I think that is something that we can all relate to. As we read the Psalms, often we realize and we say that what we are reading in the Psalms is a description of our life. The psalm is describing me. The psalm is describing my life, my struggles in this life, and my fears in life. The psalmist is speaking about my needs in this life. The psalmist is talking about my joys and the comfort that I have and that I find in the midst of the troubles of this life. The words of the psalmist are an expression of my hope and my thanks to God. And isn't that, beloved, why we love the Psalms? Why we love to read them and love to sing them and love to learn them and love to teach them to our children? That is true, too, of Psalm 84, a biography of the life of a child of God. But now specifically, a biography or a description of the life of a child of God with regard to worship and with regard to the house of God. The fact that it is clear from the language of our text. The text is put into very personal language. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The language is very personal, so that the words of our text are able to be our own confession, our own words as believers and as children of God. And that is possible, and that is true, by the grace of God. Christ dwells in us. And Christ, by his grace and by his Spirit in us as believers, causes this to be your biography and your confession as a child of God. And a confession that we make as we consider this Word of God for applicatory, a confession that we make out of gratitude to God. Why does the child of God say this about the house of God? Why does the child of God make the confession that a day in the courts of God's house is better than 1,000 days elsewhere? He does so out of gratitude to God. You notice that connection between thankfulness and our desire to be in the house of God and to worship Him is often found in the Psalms, but very explicitly now in Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We are thankful to God for Christ, for the grace of our God to us in Christ, as we have been privileged to hear that gospel of grace proclaimed, as well as demonstrated to us in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And it is in thankfulness that we make this our confession, and in thankfulness that this is also our behavior as the people of God, that with the psalmist we prefer one day in the house of God. So we consider this text with that as our theme, preferring one day in God's house, noticing three things: the desire to be there, the reason for this desire, and the motivation to be faithful. When David wrote this psalm, beloved, David was far from home. One of the psalms, perhaps, that David wrote while he was in exile, fleeing for his life, either from wicked Saul, who sought to kill him, or from his own son Absalom, who sought to kill him. And at those times in David's life, he was away from home and in hiding, often for weeks and for months, escaping to and living in the dens and in the caves of the mountains. David was in exile. David was far away from home. David was far away from his family and far from all the comforts of earthly life that he ordinarily could have and enjoy in his home in Jerusalem. But while David is far away from all these things, and while David cannot experience any of these things, and while David cannot be with even his own family, what David thinks about most, and what David misses most of all in that time in his life, was the house of God. The house of God. He speaks in our text and in this psalm of his urgent desire and his urgent longing to be in the house of God. Notice in verse 2, he says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord." So desperate was he, and so great was his longing to be in the house of God, that he says, "My soul is fainting. I cannot continue on. much longer without being in the house of God. And so also in our text, I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. This isn't the only place where David says that either. Something that he says often in the Psalms. We sang of that in Psalm 27 a short while ago. Beautifully expressed by him in that Psalm, Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing, not that, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. That's what David missed. And that's what David longed for. And that was the great desire of David's heart as a child of God. And you'll notice in our text that David makes a comparison. A day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Maybe that's somewhat puzzling to us. It's as if David did not finish his sentence there. Better than a thousand what? David doesn't say. But you understand, beloved, that in our text written in the Hebrew language, there is Hebrew parallelism, so that the text is able to be viewed as two parts, two halves, where the first part, the first half, is further explained, expounded on, expanded on in the second half. Two ways, really, of saying the same thing. And so the idea, the meaning of what David says in this text is, I would rather be one day in God's house than a thousand days elsewhere, that is, than a thousand days in the tents of wickedness. I would rather be one day in God's house than a thousand days out in the world amongst the ungodly. Because if I am out there in the world, among the ungodly, in the tents of wickedness, or even simply surrounded by the tents of wickedness, if that's where I am, then I'm not in the house of God. I'm not in the house of God. Psalter number 226 puts it this way, in its versification of Psalm 84, a single day within thy courts, where I thy beauty see, is better than a thousand days, my God, apart from thee. And so David says, and David confesses in the words of our text, one day in God's house is better than a thousand days not in the house of God. One day in God's house is better than a thousand days away from the house of God. Better than a thousand days, almost 3 years, anywhere else. And even if those 1,000 days might be filled with every possible pleasure that my heart might wish to have in this world and in earthly life, David says, I don't want that. I don't want that. I choose God's house. That's where I long to be. That's where I prefer to be. And that's what I prefer over every other place and every other experience and every other opportunity of places to be in this world and in this life. One day in the house of God rather than 1,000 days anywhere else. But that isn't all. Notice David says that he would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. As a child of God, David is saying that he will be satisfied with a very, very humble place in the house of God. He's willing to have a very lowly place. I would rather be a doorkeeper, he says. I would be happy to be simply a servant in the house of God. A servant, a lowly position. That's rather striking. David was not looking to be in the house of God so that he could have a position in the house of God. He was not coveting the position that the priests might have in the house of God, someone who is recognized, someone who is honored for his office, and so on. Or, to put it into today's language, he was not one who wanted to be in the church and to be a member of the church and to be always there as a pastor in the church or as an elder in the congregation or as a deacon in the church or as someone who has some other recognized position in the church, someone who is perhaps looked up to, someone who is thanked and praised for everything that he might do, someone who is commended for his service in the house of God, someone who is noted for his generosity or his wisdom or his skills as a member of the church, even his friendliness. But he says, even if all that I am is a doorkeeper, that's fine. That's enough. I will be more than happy with that. Just so that I can be in the house of my God. That, beloved, is the confession and the biography of the faithful Christian. The confession that is given by God and worked by God in us. A desire worked by the Spirit in us. We would all admit our desire to be in the house of God is not always so strong. Maybe some of us were even quietly wishing this morning that church might be canceled. How exciting that might be for something different. Not have to go to church this morning. At other times, not really having a strong desire to come to the house of God. And we must repent and pray that God would work in us the desire that is expressed in our text. By the grace of God, that desire is there in us. And maybe you're given the option of spending 1,000 days, almost 3 years, doing whatever you want in this life. All kinds of things that you might be able to do and to enjoy in those 1,000 days. A vacation, a world tour, traveling, shopping, having fun, living it up. But the believer who loves the Lord says, I don't want that. You may keep all of that. My longing is God's house. And I would rather have one day in church than 1,000 days anywhere else in this world. And even if I am only a servant in the church, if I am simply what a person who might be considered by others to be just a nobody in the church, that doesn't matter to me, the child of God says. Just so I can be in the house of the Lord. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of my God. Why is that our desire? Why do we come to church? Well, perhaps we could give all kinds of different answers to that question. Some answers maybe not so good. I come to church because that's where my family is. I come to church because my friends go there. I come to church because that's expected of me. My parents bring me there. They make me go. I come to church because there's really nothing else to do on Sunday. Or maybe we would give a more correct answer. We might say, well, I come to church to worship. I come to church to hear the Word of God. I come to church to sing. I enjoy that. But why was this David's desire? Well, David points out in this psalm, and also in the text itself, by the name that he uses to refer to church, namely the house of my God, that his desire to come to the house of God and the reason for that desire is because David understood very clearly that God's house is where God is. Notice that also in verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. God is there. Again, Psalter number 226, where the psalmist, well, that psalm is versified with these words, a single day within thy courts where I thy beauty see is better than 1,000 days, my God, apart from thee. Why do we come to church? Because God is here. David did that. He understood that God is in his house. He understood that he was able to come into the house of God to meet him there and to have fellowship with God there in worship. Fellowship by God speaking to him, and fellowship by means of him speaking to God through his prayers and his praises and his thanksgiving to God. And he desires to be in the house of God where God is, because where God is, Christ is. To see God in his house is to see the Lord Jesus Christ in his house. To have fellowship with God in church is to have fellowship with our Savior in church. And therefore, to be in the house of God, to meet with God, and to meet with Christ is to be assured of the grace of God to us as sinners, and to hear of that grace of God, and to be comforted by that grace of God, and to be built up by God through being in His presence. Notice how David speaks of that in the very next verse of this psalm. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. That is, the Lord will give Christ to me in His house, in church. Or to use and look at the words of Psalm 27, when David says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord is Jesus Christ. Now longing to be in the house of God, to meet with God, and to meet with Christ, and to have fellowship with God, and to have fellowship with Christ, arises out of our spiritual need. That is, out of our spiritual need as sinners. Sinners living in a sinful world. Sinners, as mentioned in our text itself, verse 10, who are living in a world that is filled with the tents of wickedness, the dwelling places of the ungodly, and all of their ungodly speech, and all of their ungodly entertainment, and all of their ungodly deeds. That's where we are living as God's people, in that kind of world. And in that world and in our life in the midst of that world, we have many great battles to face on a daily basis. Battles against temptation and battles against sin, battles against worldliness that creeps into our lives and our homes and families. And also we have spiritual battles, battles of faith because of the troubles of this life, battles of faith because of the afflictions that God sends upon us in this world of evil and distress. When we know God sends it, then we have battles of faith. Doubt. And questions arise. Why does God, my Father, do this to me and to my family and to my loved ones? And in this world and in this life, the spiritual need of the child of God is great. We become spiritually weary. By the end of the week, we can hardly last for one more day, so that the words of David in Psalm 84, verse 2 are our words, that our souls not only long for the house of God, but our souls are fainting. We need God, and we need Christ. And we need the gospel. And we need the gospel that declares to us that we are forgiven all the sins that we have committed. And we need the gospel that assures us that our Father's hands are hands that are good and are merciful to us, His children. We need our souls to be satisfied with a spiritual food that comes from heaven. We are sinners. We need God. We need Christ. We need comfort. We need spiritual food. That's why the believer wants to be in God's house. I want to be here, the child of God says, because God is here. I want to be here because I can hear God speak to me, and I can hear the voice of Christ, my Savior, speak to me. I can hear the good news, the gospel, for my soul. And I want to be in the house of God on the Lord's Day, because that's where God is on the Lord's Day. On the Lord's Day, He is not going to be out there in the tents of wickedness. I will not find God on the Lord's Day, and I will not hear the gospel of God on the Lord's Day out there in the resorts and in the vacation spots and on the lakes and so on. God doesn't speak the gospel there. God is not found there. Christ is not found there. There is no fellowship with God in those places on the Lord's Day, because on the Lord's Day, it's in the house of God that I will find and that I will have fellowship with Him and with Christ. And I can come to the Lord's house on the Lord's Day, and I can cry out to God, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And He is. He is merciful to me there in His house. And He lets me know. And I receive and experience His great mercy in the house of my God. In close connection with that, beloved, there's also another reason why the child of God desires this. And that becomes clear in the context when you look at verse 7, where David says, "They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God." The child of God also desires to be in the house of God because he desires to go from strength to strength until he finally appears before God Himself. That is, he desires to appear in heaven, in the reality to which our fellowship with God in His house and our appearing before God in church is pointing. It is a type that directs us to that reality that is coming. So the child of God wants to be in the house of God because when he's in the house of God, then he can have a small taste of that which is coming. Eagerness to come into the house of God because he longs ultimately to be in the city of God and the house of God that is in heaven. Then he can have finally and fully and in all of its glory and blessedness life with God. Nothing to disrupt fellowship. Nothing to disrupt peace in our souls. Nothing to cause our faith to be dim. Longing to be in church on Sunday because ultimately we want to be in heaven. We want to be done with the tents of wickedness in this world and in this life. We want to be finished with the daily battle against sin. We want the day to come when all tears will be wiped away. We look forward to the day when there will be everlasting peace for us. What a blessing Sunday is, and the worship of God is, because we can have a little foretaste already in this life of what is coming. A foretaste of heaven. Because that is true, beloved. That's why it is also true that a member of the church who is not faithfully in church has a very serious spiritual problem. Because if he doesn't want to be in church on Sunday, then really what he is saying is, I don't want to have fellowship with God, either now or eternally. But by the grace of God, the believer says, I do want that. And that's where I belong on Sunday. And that's where I need to be on the Lord's Day. And that's what I want to be doing on the Lord's Day. And I want that not only so that I can be with God and with Christ and hear the gospel and be comforted by that word of God, but I want to be there in the Lord's house on the Lord's Day because I want to have a taste of heaven. And I want to be in heaven one day. And I desire to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And therefore, I take every opportunity to experience dwelling in the house of the Lord already now in this life. The believer says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. Glad to be in church. The motivation that is given us in this psalm is found especially in verse 11. Really, that could be part of our text for the sermon. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Because of the close connection, and you see that connection by the first word of verse 11, for, because, on account of that close connection between verses 10 and 11, the psalm is teaching us that God gives spiritual blessings by means of our being in church on the Lord's Day. We're not going to receive those blessings by being somewhere else on the Lord's Day if we're able to be in the house of God. We're not going to receive them except in God's house and through worship of our God. There are many other things that we could do instead on the Lord's Day. There are many other things even to fill 1,000 days elsewhere, or even just one day. Instead of being in the house of God, we could sleep all day. Instead of being in the house of God, we could play all day, or we could watch television all day. Instead of being in the house of God, we could go on a vacation over the Lord's Day, or we could spend the whole day with family and relatives and friends and have all kinds of fun and laughter together. But the reality is, beloved, that all those activities leave us empty and spiritually weak. And at the end of that day, away from the house of God, the believer will feel and experience that he's missed something. He's missed something. The true child of God will notice there is a void in his life. His soul is left empty. He received nothing on that day for the welfare of his soul, the comfort of his troubled heart, and his preparation for eternity. And then comes Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and all the other days of the week, and he faces many battles again in life, and he doesn't have much spiritual strength. But what a contrast when you spend one day in God's house. You come into the house of God on Sunday morning and you hear God say at the very beginning of the worship service, "Beloved, my beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and mercy and peace be unto you." And those are not simply words. That's the voice of God to us. And God's voice is a mighty voice. And when God at the very beginning of worship declares that we are beloved and that his grace and mercy and peace are unto us, God gives those things to us. And God works those things in our hearts and for the comfort of our souls. And then throughout the worship we experience his presence and we experience fellowship with him. Through singing we speak to God. Through hearing the word, God is speaking to us. Through prayer we speak to God. Through the preaching and the reading of Scripture, again, God speaks to us through the blessings and through the benedictions. Also, God speaks to us. That's fellowship, conversation, friends talking intimately with each other. And at the very center of worship, and as the message of God really from start to finish, God is declaring to us, "Beloved, you are forgiven. You are forgiven all your sins in Jesus Christ, my Son." Sometimes, as was true this morning, God declares that to us in the Lord's Supper. Declares it in picture form so that we are strengthened in our knowledge of what Christ has done and of what we have in him. We are spiritually fed. We are comforted. We are assured. And we are given hope again. And David is saying in this psalm, if I compare that one day and all the blessings and riches of God that I can receive and do receive graciously from him through that day spent in the house of God, if I compare that to 1,000 days anywhere else, there's no comparison. No comparison. And he mentions the blessings. Verse 4, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house," that live there. that are there as much as it is possible for a child of God to be. And especially verse 11, God gives grace and God glorifies us and God withholds no good thing from His people as they gather together in worship of Him Lord's Day to Lord's Day. And they go from strength to strength, being prepared by God ultimately to appear in His presence in the heavenly Zion that He is preparing for them. What a motivation for us to have the desire expressed by David. There's no better place for us to be on the Lord's Day. And there's no greater way in which we can express our gratitude to God than to praise and bless and honor His name through our worship of Him every Sunday. What can be more important to you than to meet God? What can be more important to you than to receive His grace and mercy? What in all this world can compare to a taste of heaven where we will be eternally? We love God. We love the house of God. We love the worship of God. We love the gospel. And we love the foretaste of heaven. And out of gratitude, as well as out of love for all of that, the text is our sincere confession. A day in Thy courts, O Lord, is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. May God grant that we have that and make that our thankful confession and our thankful behavior as God's church and beloved in Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to Thee for Thy Word, for Thy Spirit, for Thy blessings, and for the Lord's Day and the gift of worship. May we continue to be blessed by Thee in worship. And wilt Thou work by Thy Spirit to give us this desire so that it may be sincerely our confession as well and our thankful conduct and behavior that we desire to be in Thy house above anything else and anywhere else in all this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.